Upload all of it, watch it process, don't babysit. Vibe Chopper batch uploaded a whole shoot in 3 phases, resumed when the Wi-Fi blinked, and showed the monitor from your phone's header row. Drop in 20 clips, go to bed. Wake up to a fully ingested shoot. The wedding footage stress. You shot a wedding. The wedding footage stress. You came home with 20 clips. 3 of them are 40 minutes long because the camera operator never hit stop during the speeches. 1 is a vertical iPhone shot the bride's sister texted you. 2 are 4K from a B camera you only fired up for the first dance. 80 gigabytes of footage, sitting on a laptop plugged into a hotel router with 1 bar of signal and a captive portal that logs you out every 45 minutes. The wedding footage stress. You wanted to start the edit, you knew you couldn't. The edit didn't start until everything was ingested. Every clip transcoded, every frame described, every spoken word transcribed. And the last time you did an ingest like this, it ate a Tuesday. The wedding footage stress. This is the part of the job nobody puts in their reel. The babysitting. The did the upload finish tab flip every 6 minutes. The coffee runs where you came back to find one file had silently failed at 87%. The 3 a.m. wake up to refresh the page because you weren't sure if it was still going. The wedding footage stress. We build batch upload so you stopped babysitting and started sleeping. 20 clips from a wedding. Hotel Wi-Fi. You went to bed. You woke up to a fully ingested, transcribed, AI-described shoot. The wedding footage stress. This is how that worked. Batch upload, phase by phase. The first thing the upload dialog did was stop pretending an upload was one thing. Batch upload, phase by phase. An upload was 3 things, and you saw all 3 at once, on every file. The dialog grouped them into 3 labeled phases: client artifacts, original upload, and server repair. Each one a Chrome panel with its own progress bar and its own status light. Green if done, cyan if active, amber if stuck, cyan with a rewind icon if resumable, red if something actually broke. Batch upload phase by phase. Client artifacts was the work your browser did before anything left the building. Your laptop pulled the video metadata, width, height, duration, frame rate, walked through the file and extracted a frame every half second into in-memory blobs, stripped the audio into a separate track for transcription, and hashed the original with MD5 so the server could tell us if it had seen this clip before. All on your machine. You saw the frame counter climb, you saw the audio strip light flip green, you saw the metadata badge land before the upload had even begun. Batch upload phase by phase. Original upload was the part that did leave the building, the full original video file going to your project storage. This phase had a concurrency budget that adapted to your network. 50 megabit fiber, 6 originals at once, hotel Wi-Fi, 2, phone with data saver on, 1. The hook read your connection, your device memory, your CPU count, and picked a rep count it could actually finish. Batch upload phase by phase. Server repair was the part that happened after the originals landed. The server analyzed every frame with GPT-5 Nano, Gemini fallback if the primary stumbled, ran the audio through GPT-4o transcribe diarize for speaker label transcripts, and generated a title and description for the whole video from the combined context. This phase did not need your tab open. The dialog showed its progress so you knew when it was safe to start editing, but you could close the tab and the work kept marching. Batch upload phase by phase.
20 files met 60 status lights arranged into a single dense column. And at a glance, you saw exactly which phase any file was sitting in and what would block what. Batch upload, phase by phase. Batch upload, phase by phase. The granular stages inside those phases had real names. A file moved through queued, metadata, extracting, extracting audio, uploading, uploading original, analyzing, transcribing, generating metadata, complete. You didn't memorize that list. The dialog rendered it. If a file got stuck at transcribing, you saw transcribing on the row. The status was the diagnosis. Resume on disconnect. This is the part the wedding shooter cares about most. Resume on disconnect. You started the upload at 11 p.m. You went to bed at 11:40. Somewhere between then and 3 a.m., the hotel router re-authenticated its DHCP lease. The captive portal logged you out. Your laptop went to light sleep. Your tab lost its WebSocket. The progress bars froze. Resume on disconnect. In the old world, that was the end of the run. You woke up to a half-finished queue and a folder full of stale temp data that had to be re-extracted from scratch. Resume on disconnect. In this world, the half-finished work was already on your disk. Resume on disconnect. Every frame the browser extracted, every audio chunk it stripped, every hashed identifier it computed, those got persisted into the browser's own private storage before going over the wire. The store used OPFS, Origin Private File System, where the browser had it, and fell back to IndexedDB where it didn't. Artifacts were keyed by project, batch, file, and kind, so the next time you open a dialog with the same files, the system could tell which clips it had prepared and which still needed work. Resume on disconnect. When the Wi-Fi came back at 3 a.m., three things happened in order. The dialog detected the reconnect, it read the resume vault and asked the server which originals had already landed and which had been deduped via MD5. It marked every artifact already on disk as resumable, cyan light with a rewind icon, and resumed the upload from exactly the byte where it had stopped. Frames already extracted weren't re-extracted. Originals already finished weren't resent. Transcripts already completed weren't rerun. Resume on disconnect. If you closed the laptop entirely and reopened the project the next day, the system asked your browser for permission to read the original file handles you'd granted earlier. Where you'd already granted, it picked up silently. Where you hadn't, it gave you the single-click re-grant prompt. Resume on disconnect. We also asked your browser for persistent storage the first time you ran a big batch. The API that tells the browser, please don't evict this data when you're low on disk. A small but real safety net against your half-finished and just getting garbage collected because you closed too many tabs. Resume on disconnect. A dropped Wi-Fi connection was no longer a punishment. It was an interruption. Reps in, reps paused, reps in again, the set finished. Mobile header row monitor. Sometimes you walked out of the hotel to grab a coffee, the upload is still going, and your laptop is upstairs on a desk you can't see. Mobile header row monitor. We moved the upload monitor to the top of the mobile editor's header row, so you could watch a whole shoot in just from the phone in your hand. Mobile header row monitor. Before, the upload status was wedged into the secondary row next to the timecode. Easy to miss, easy to swipe past.
After the move, the header row showed two things side by side as soon as any upload was active. A cyan uploads pill that opened the full monitor, and a small cyan ETA chip that read out the time to completion and the wall clock finish time. Mobile header row monitor. That's the whole change. But the ETA chip was the only piece of information you actually needed when you were three blocks from your laptop. ETA 421 meant 4 minutes and 21 seconds until everything was done. 11:48 p.m. meant that's the wall clock time the last file would finish. You could put your phone down. You could buy the coffee. You could check again on the walk back. Mobile header row monitor. Tap the pill, and the full monitor opened in a sheet. Every file row, every face strip, every issue panel, every detail you'd see on the desktop dialog. From the phone, from the train, from the lobby couch. The upload monitor is not a confirmation screen. It's an ambient readout. It belongs where your eye already goes. Mobile header row monitor. What fully processed actually means. When all three phases turned green for every file, the project was ready to edit. Ready to edit meant five specific things. What fully processed actually means. 1. Every frame had an AI description. Every half second across every clip, the model had looked at the frame and written a sentence about what was in it. Type her laughing into the search box, and the matching frame surfaced with its match context. 2. Every spoken word was transcribed with a speaker label and a timecode. The audio went through GPT-4o transcribe diarize, which gave you not just what was said, but who said it and when. The vow at 0:14:32 was attached to speaker 2. The toast at 0:42:11 was attached to speaker 4. 3. Every video had a generated title and description. The model read the combined frame descriptions and the transcript and wrote a short title and a one-paragraph description for each clip. You didn't have to name 20 files at 3 a.m. 4. Every file's original was safely on your project storage, deduped against any prior upload, hashed and verified. 5. Every artifact you'd need to edit on another device was already there. Frames, audio, transcripts, descriptions. All of it lived in the same project record the Universal app pulled when you opened the file on your phone or your Vision Pro. See, edit from your couch or your phone. What fully processed actually means. That's the receipt. When the dialog said done, the dialog meant done. The shoot was no longer raw footage. It was a searchable, transcribed, AI-narrated database you could direct from a chat panel. Walkthrough, 20 clips overnight. Here's how it actually played out for the wedding. Walkthrough, 20 clips overnight. 11:02 p.m., you dropped 20 files into the batch dialog. 20 rows, 3 gray phase lights each. You clicked start. Walkthrough, 20 clips overnight. 11:02 p.m. in 4 seconds, the first row's client artifacts light turned cyan. The frame counter climbed, 12, 47, 112 frames. The audio strip light flickered on, settled green 90 seconds later. Walkthrough, 20 clips overnight. 11:06 p.m., three files moved into original upload. The concurrency budget read your one-bar Wi-Fi and decided two parallel originals was the rep count it could hit. 17 sat in queue. Walkthrough, 20 clips overnight. 11:14 p.m., you went to bed. Walkthrough, 20 clips overnight. 12:38 a.m., the hotel router did its thing. The WebSocket dropped. 8 files had finished. 4 were mid-original upload. 6 were queued. The dialogue froze.
The artifacts didn't move from the disk. Walkthrough, 20 clips overnight, 3:11 a.m. The router came back. The tab heard it.
The dialogue read the resume vault and marked 12 files resumable. The four mid-upload files resumed from their last completed byte. The 6 queued files entered upload. The 8 finished files got skipped. Walkthrough, 20 clips overnight, 6:47 a.m. The last server-side title finished generating. Every row's 3 lights were green. 20 of 20 complete. Walkthrough, 20 clips overnight, 7:20 a.m. You woke up, checked your phone, header chip says title. You opened the project. Every frame was described. Every word transcribed. Every clip had a title. You typed into the AI chat, make a 4-minute reception cut, opening on the bride laughing during the toast. Walkthrough, 20 clips overnight. The cut started before you finished your coffee. The tool ran the set. You ran the morning. The next rep. Burnout isn't a character flaw. It's a tool problem. Half the burnout in this job is waiting. For a render, for an upload, for a transcription you have to kick off in a separate tab and alt tab back to. Every minute you spent watching a progress bar was a minute the tool was supposed to be working for you and was instead asking you to keep it company. The next rep. We built batch upload so the tool could keep its own company. You drop the chute. The browser does the prep. The server does the analysis. The vault keeps the work safe when the Wi-Fi goes. The phone in your pocket tells you when it's done. Your hands are free for the part of the job that actually needs them. The directing, the cutting, the taste. The next rep. If you want the engineering side of how the resume vault works under the hood, OPFS versus IndexedDB, file handles, the persistent storage handshake, the server-side telemetry that lets the client trust the resume, the developer companion, the resumable upload, walks the wire. The next rep. Drop in the chute. Watch the 3 phases tick. Close the laptop. The set finishes itself. The next rep. See you on the timeline. The next rep. Gnarls.